Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The theme for our Lenten series this year is Be Gracious to Me. And the devotions that I will be reading every day on our churches, on Concordia's Facebook page, and then sharing on my Facebook page will come from Be Gracious to Me. And today we are reflecting on Psalm 41, verses 1 through 2. Now the whole Psalm 41 is the theme for the series. Psalm 41, verses 1 through 2. Blessed is the one who considers the poor. In the day of trouble, the Lord delivers him. The Lord protects him and keeps him alive. He is called blessed in the land. You do not give him up to the will of his enemies. So far, the text. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, we have here somebody being considerate, considering the poor. And then when they look at the poor, they're going to look at the poor in every way. And we'll talk a little bit more about that. But right now, we're going to be artists. And that's funny, me being an artist. If any of you ever saw something I drew, you would be laughing really big time. But you're all going to be someone who is painting a picture of one particular every other person. And then when you are done painting, you are going to switch places, and that person will paint a picture of you. Now, this is you individually, each one of you. Blessed is the one who considers the poor. Now, it doesn't say blessed are those who consider the poor ones, are those who are poor. It's all singular in the Hebrew. Blessed is the one who considers the poor. So you're getting ready to paint your picture. And you're going to consider your subject. And you're going to look at every angle, from every angle. You want to get it just right as you consider painting this picture. You don't want to mess it up. You want to really get it to reflect on who you are painting. And here, we are considering the poor. Now, what does this mean here in poor? Poor, does that mean those without any money? Or does it mean those who are poor in spirit? It doesn't say, but you can look at it both ways, especially the poor in spirit one, because they're the ones who are being afflicted. They're the ones who are being attacked. They are the ones who are poor because of how others treat them. So when we look at this, who is the one who considers the poor? Does anyone have a guess as to who the one is who considers the poor here? Sunday school answer. Jesus. That will be who most people will be looking at in this. Blessed is Jesus who considers the poor. Psalm 9, verse 12. The Lord does not forget the cry of the afflicted. Psalm 34, verse 15. The eyes of the Lord are toward the righteous, and his ears toward their cry. Psalm 34, verse 6. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. The Lord has consideration toward you. And now, remember, this is the singular. When I'm saying he has consideration toward you, You know, I don't know any other language besides English where the word for you is the same, both singular and plural. Normally, there's a different way of saying it. So when I was down in Southwest Missouri, I was told if it was plural, it was you-ins. And here is you. So this is Jesus considering you, each individual person, is who Jesus is considering. And how does Jesus show his consideration for us? By grace. Acts 15, verse 11. We believe that we will be saved through the grace of the Lord Jesus. And we could change a couple words and have, I believe that I will be saved through the grace of the Lord Jesus. Through mercy, Jude 1, 21. We are waiting for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ that leads to eternal life. I am waiting for the mercy of my Lord Jesus Christ that leads to eternal life. By having compassion. Micah 7, 19. He, being God, will again have compassion on us. He will tread our iniquities underfoot. He will cast all our sins into the depths of the sea. Again, he will again have compassion on me. He will tread my iniquities underfoot. He will cast all my sins into the depths of the sea. And also by having pity. Mark 1, 41. Moved with pity, Jesus stretched out his hand. And here he was healing a leper in Mark 1. By grace, through mercy, by having compassion, by having pity, Jesus shows his consideration for each and every one of you and for me. When he went to the cross, when he took our sins upon himself, when he, Jesus, became sin for us, he did it for each person individually and also for all. But he was doing it for you. When he stretched out his hands on the cross, he was thinking of you and forgiving you all your sins. So, Jesus has consideration for us. So, Jesus is the blessed man who considers the poor one. All right, that was easy. In Psalm 41, David prophesied the great blessing and reward that Jesus received precisely because he considers the poor one and poured out his soul to death. In the day of trouble, the Lord delivers him as we move on through the psalm. The Lord protects him and keeps him alive. He is called blessed in the land. You do not give him up to the will of his enemies. In the day of trouble, the Lord delivers us. The Lord protects us and keeps us alive, keeps you alive. You are called blessed in the land. And God did not give you up to the will of your enemies. But also, this goes for Jesus. God delivered him. He did not give him up to the will of his enemies, but he raised him up on the third day. Jesus was the poor one who was suffering and dying on the cross. He was the one, he is the one who cried out, my God, why have you forsaken me? Thus, again, he became sin for us and took our sins your sins, each individually and all together, upon himself, where he suffered and died. These are the words of the resurrection. They are the words of eternal life. Because Jesus considered our poverty, God raised him from the dead and gave him glory. 1 Peter 1:21. But how is Jesus poor? He had everything. He's God. Yet he humbled himself and became man. He humbled himself and went through the temptations, the intense agony, all the human emotions. 2 Corinthians 8, verse 9. You know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor. Matthew 8, 20. Foxes have holes, and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. Where was Jesus born? In a manger. He was laid in a feeding trough for animals, a manger. He borrowed a bed at his birth, a feeding trough. Where was he buried? A borrowed tomb, a tomb belonging to Joseph of Arimathea. He borrowed a bed at his death. Borrowed a bed at his birth. Borrowed a bed at his death. Had nowhere to lay his head during his ministry lifetime. Because he was concerned for us. Philippians 2, 6 through 7. He did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but made himself nothing. Emptied himself is another way to say this. God himself became man, emptied himself, suffered and died. So while we are here in the Lent season, as Jesus is going to the cross and we are following him, let us remember why he is going to the cross. Because of our sins, but also because of his great love for us. What a beautiful picture that has been painted of Jesus' love for us. I'm going to read Psalm 41, 1 through 2 again. I'm going to replace the him and the his with you and yours. Blessed is the one who considers the poor. In the day of trouble, the Lord delivers you. The Lord protects you and keeps you alive. He is called blessed in the land. God did not give you up to the will of your enemies, but rather God gave you your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who considers you his loved ones. In the name of Jesus, amen.